What's up, Wikimaniacs? Support for today's episode comes from True Classic. This brand new sponsor has the absolute best fitting t-shirts a man can buy. Finding the right t-shirt with a little bit of a dad bod is incredibly frustrating. Trust me, I know. Most t-shirts are either way too tight on your gut or look way too big and boxy. You're not in high school anymore, my guy, and it's time to upgrade. True Classic has already helped over 2 million men finally get a better fit at an affordable price. Our listeners get access to the best deal they offer. For a limited time only, you can get 25% off with the code Reddit at trueclassic.com. Again, that's promo code Reddit at trueclassic.com. We
are.
We
are.
We are Cultivate.
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 We are Cultivate.
What the fuck is up, y'all? Back at it again, demonetizing right off the bat. I don't care about the money. I do this for the love of podcasting. And again, you can find our Patreon at patreon.com/cultivatepodcastnetwork, $25 tier. That's right where we want you. And yeah, welcome to Reddit on Wiki. My name is Sean, hosting again. You know the vibes. I got my hosts, Josh and John, with me. And I'm going to try and be consistent for once. I'm going to do Josh's format from the last episode, where we do some Reddit shit, and then we take a break, and we do some Wikipedia shit, and then that's it.
I love how you started the episode with, I don't give a fuck about money, and then proceed to introduce the Patreon before you introduce your co-hosts.
That's the bit, guys. That's the comedy. That's what's funny. And then y'all didn't laugh at it. And I was like, was that not funny? Was that not obvious enough?
And we are going to get demonetized. You saying, what the fuck is up, within 3 seconds of the intro?
Yeah, you know the vibes.
Joke's on you, YouTube. We're not monetized yet. So.
Oh, yeah. We got that Canada social media.
No, YouTube, we just need a certain amount of views.
Yeah.
Oh.
4,000 watch hours, something like that.
4,000 watch hours, I think. Yeah, we're getting close.
And then like, 1,000 subscribers.
So if you do have a YouTube account and you listen on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, you know, just subscribe on YouTube just to get us to that number.
And just play it on the background. Even though you don't listen to what the hell we're saying, just play it on the background. We'll take
That's true. You could do that.
I'll take anything.
Sean just wants the money. He wants to be monetized.
Yes. I want to shout out my YouTube fans. You were talking about YouTube and I was like, oh, this would be a good way to promote that.
Yeah, I can read a couple out if you want.
I want the specific ones about me.
Yeah. I got one. So
narcissistic.
Hey, Josh. Speaking of YouTube, John is going to edit this smoothly. He'll cut all that shit out. No problem.
Okay.
Speaking of YouTube, we are watching the comments and listening to the comments. I think 2 or 3 episodes ago, I forget, we talked about how somebody said they loved me, but then it was on a video where I'm not in. So we came up with a theory that they think Josh is me.
Yeah, sorry. I'm trying to find that specific one. On the one with Dustin, I believe it was, the Am I the Asshole with Dustin, we got a comment from someone that said, I love Sean with 2 hearts. There's 2 different accounts that said this, actually. So someone did say, I love Sean. And then on the episode where we mentioned it, they went back and they said, this is Little Pumpkin on YouTube. And they said,
yeah, shout out Little Pumpkin.
I just listened to this episode on Spotify and came here to say that I actually really love Sean. And no, I did not mistake him for anyone else.
That's crazy. Especially because we were joking, like, I'm pretty sure they think Dustin is me. And like, they're like, wow, Sean is so fucking smart and insightful. No, they just like the dumbass, you know what I'm saying?
There was another comment here from someone named Nicole. They said, I literally just found you guys on TikTok and came to check out the stories in detail. I'm seriously impressed by how Sean is so thoughtful of women and just situations overall. Like, can you teach men, give a TED talk and convert assholes, please?
Was he in that video?
Was I in that video?
No, that was also the Dustin video.
Wow. I think at least one person is for sure that they like me. The other one could also be confused.
I like this bit, though. Everyone go to the Dustin episode and just comment you love Sean. That should be the new bit. If you ever want to express your love for Sean, go to a video where he is not in and comment that.
That's crazy. I just wanted to say, because when I saw that one, specifically, I was like, I can't take full credit for like my empathy, I guess. Like I was raised by both parents, of course, but my mom, amazing mom. My two siblings are both really amazing women. I'm married to an amazing woman who's also like has a master's degree in social work and public health and like teaches me about, you know, I've learned a lot throughout the year. So it's not like I can't take credit for that. So that's the one I wanted you to read initially. But the other one, a little nice ego boost. I don't mind you reading the ones.
The other two, there's two that said they love you. So all of them not on an episode that you're on, though, which is hilarious. I'm still
only one person for sure likes me. The other two could think that Dustin is me.
Yes, and I hope that is the case. Because
I also hope that is the case. Dustin is awesome.
Yeah, he's very considerate. I think Sean has great takes all the time. So I support those comments. Sean could give a TED talk.
It would be real short. You see, Wikimaniacs, y'all see how I struggle on these intros.
Yeah, could you imagine doing that in front of a whole crowd of people?
What the fuck is up, TED Talk? Oh,
shit, I can't swear here. I just did it again. Fuck.
Sweating profusely.
You could subscribe to my Patreon. Oh, fuck. Yeah, I'm glad you brought up the YouTube comments. That was great.
Yeah. So shout out to all you guys who think I'm Dustin and the one little pumpkin. We're vibing. I feel you. Thank you. Oh, and before we get into the Am I the Assholes? Oh, Wikimaniacs. I think I already said the format, but yeah. Right after this, we're going to get in the Am I the Asshole part and then take a break and then get into Wiki. But before we do that, real quick, we have to mention it. The elephant in the room. John and I met in person.
Yes. Oh, yes.
First time.
We did. If you think Sean is handsome now, you should have seen his ass in person. This man will make Chris Hemsworth shake in the mere presence of this godly man named Sean Salvino.
So it's not just the lighting that's good.
No, it's not just the lighting, my guy. Hey.
That was a compliment. It sounded backhanded, but it was not. It was meant to be.
I got you, Josh. I got
you. I was being genuine, and I realized it didn't come across.
We're three handsome men over here, and we're not afraid to say it to each other's face. I'm just used to Chris and Ryan, my boys. They're rocking the 5'2", 5'1" height. So when John came walking in at 5'5", I was like, this man is a giant.
I was going to say, he was not the shortest person in the picture you guys took.
No.
It was just the angle of the picture, okay?
It was the angle. What surprised you the most when you guys met each other, about each other?
I feel like I've known Sean forever.
John walked out the door and then Chris was like, why does it feel like John's like been the homie for a long time? Like that just felt like, you know, just chilling with somebody that we've already known.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Just
fucking ate pizza, watch wrestling. That sounds like a fucking perfect night to me.
If I had to guess, that would be almost exactly what I would have guessed.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right. With that being said, I think it's time we get into our Am I the Assholes?
Nice.
I know last episode, Josh said this is supposed to not be Am I the Assholes, but
I didn't say specifically Monday would never be Am I the Asshole. I just said we're keeping Am I the Asshole Fridays. Specifically to Friday as well. Like,
Okay.
Mondays, you know, we can do whatever we want on Monday.
I didn't break the rules.
We make up our own rules as we go. So
we just changed this like today.
So
yeah, true.
Looking today, when you told me the format, I was like, okay, this is fun. I found these Am I the Assholes by just searching in Am I the Asshole for a word that's about my topic.
God, I hope you did not choose one that we did for a Friday episode already. That would be so funny.
That would be hilarious.
I hope not. I doubt it. I think these are old.
Okay. Then probably not.
But whenever we come back from break, you guys can take a guess as to what the topic will be, since it's sort of, it's connected, but I wouldn't think too hard. It's more like, you know, now that you know my format, I just search the word. So think of a word that's in both of these, and then that's the topic.
Asshole. Oh.
You got it. Fuck.
Today in Wiki history,
the asshole was learned to be the male G-spot. All right, guys. So the first Am I the Asshole? Are we ready? From 19 days ago. Ouch. Not that old, actually.
Oh, shit.
Feels weird saying Am I the Asshole and not hearing Josh say it.
I know.
But
I was going to say, whenever I scroll through our TikTok, it's just like, am I the asshole? Am I? I'm like, fuck.
Hey,
shout out one of our day ones.
Yeah, shout out to Grachi for requesting a full-on compilation of Josh saying, am I the asshole? Am I the asshole?
Everyone would hate that, and so would I. So, unless Sean or John does it, it's not going to
happen. Unless one of our fans do it. You know, unless one of the Wikimaniacs do it themselves. By all means, please.
Wikimaniacs are funny people.
That's hilarious.
True, they are.
Man, we are 14 minutes in, and we haven't started. I'm getting to it now. It's starting now. Am I the asshole for giving my stepsister blunt medical advice after she asked for it?
This is not where I thought we were going when you said stepsister. I was like, oh no, it's a smut episode again.
No. I'm so thankful that we found something that isn't smut, that's successful.
What are you doing, step,
that was
bro?
Really racking on my brain.
Doesn't sound like an asshole yet.
Depends on what the medical advice is. Or yeah,
I mean, you can just give people medical advice. They don't have to listen to you.
True.
All right, here we go. I'm in medical school right now. And what's kind of adorable to me in a certain way is no matter what the medical issue is, my family will always reach out and want my quote unquote expert opinion.
I feel that.
I have a sister that's a nurse and I always do that shit.
I was going to say, like, I am like a website designer developer. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter the tech issue. Can you help me with this? It's like, I don't fucking know. I'm not, I don't know how to work a TV.
And it said, expert opinion, even if it's something like, quote, I have a sore throat. What do you think that could be? So a few weekends ago, my stepsister, who is 17, was hanging out at my apartment. And she was telling me once again about how she was getting lectured at home about her weight. Specifically, how mad our parents are that she's having issues just getting into her school's uniform every day. She's come to the conclusion on her own that they're just antagonizers looking to rile her up. She asked me for my, quote, expert medical opinion on
her. Oh no, I see where this is going.
I took it very seriously. Asked her how much she weighed, and she told me, and I had to give her an honest answer that at this point, she is obese.
No.
She's 60 pounds heavier than our 6'2" father, and I don't know if she's been able to lie to herself, but she seemed very shocked. I told her, first and foremost, that I loved her, but that I also know how little she exercises, as well as how much of her diet is junk food. I wasn't trying to berate her or scare her, but I told her that if she kept up with this lifestyle, her 20s would be very unpleasant. She accused me of being an antagonizer and told me I was being rude and bossy, but I told her I wasn't being bossy. I just wanted to warn her that if she keeps eating and eating, there'll come a day where climbing the stairs will feel like Mount Everest.
Oh,
am I
Jesus.
The asshole?
Yeah, for that last comment, for sure. Man, I think so. I think you're the asshole. I feel you tried to come at it from a nice place, but I also feel your sister was just looking for someone to vent to, and she felt like you were a safe place where she could go to talk about these issues with. I think you just got to be like an ear to listen to, you know what I mean? And I feel this is probably good advice for a lot of guys in relationships. Girls don't always want a solution. They just want someone to vent to in a healthy, safe space. And if you're that person, you just got to sometimes just listen and be supportive of that person.
Can I ask a quick question?
Go for it.
Did the sister who asked the nurse sister, did she ask in a way where it was like medical advice type of situation? Like, is she coming from like a medical advice standpoint, or did the sister was just like, hey, I'm a medical professional, I'm just going to give it to you like a medical professional?
She said she asked me for my quote expert medical opinion on her.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to go completely opposite of what Josh said and say she's not the asshole because of that point. If the sister did, in fact, go to a medical professional, they would tell her the same exact thing. That, hey, you might need to change your diet.
Yeah, but it's different then, right?
Yeah, but the premise is she's asking her for her quote-unquote medical advice or professional advice. So I get the whole like being a sister listening thing, but the profession now comes into play. Like, hey, I'm approaching you in a medical opinion type of situation, not necessarily a sister way to do it. And in this, the whole story, the way she's saying it, that she still loves her and she cares for her health, but she came at it in an approach where it's like, you kind of wanted my medical advice. I'm going to give you a medical advice that a doctor would give you otherwise.
Yeah, I think you're still the asshole though. Like, hearing it come from your sister or brother, I'm not sure. Is it a brother or sister?
They didn't say.
Okay. Coming from your sibling, it's a different take than if it's coming from a doctor, just because there is that underlying emotional connection between the two people. And so I think you should have just said, hey, I'm not qualified, or kind of just sidestepped the question and then just supported them. And then say, if you really do want professional medical support, I'd go see a doctor. Recommend them to someone else so that you're not put in a situation where you're coming across as the asshole.
But is the sister qualified though? Is that that's the question too?
Well, she's in school, so probably
she's
not
in med
either.
School.
Yeah.
Med school?
Well, then maybe in
like
that
you're not
case.
You're not qualified yet, right?
I'm kind of like right in between y'all. I see both of y'all's points and I agree with both. That's why it's kind of like difficult. And I was surprised in the comments, they're all like, not the asshole, not the asshole, like all of them. Okay. And I was like, oh shit. But when I initially read it, I was like, okay, fact is fact. She asked for it. You could do all the listening in the world at that point. And it sounds like that's what they were doing. They were listening and then they got asked. So you got to say what they asked for. But I'm sure there's like a billion different other ways you could have worded this.
Yeah.
Or like fucking delivered this fucking heartbreaking news. Not just fucking kind of like my doctor hit me. But I mean, I guess I was expecting that. I was at a doctor's appointment, like Josh said. Whenever he hit me with that fucking, you are morbidly obese. I was like, oh, that's fucking sick.
Yeah, but you don't have an emotional connection with your doctor. So you're just like, this is, I can process this as a third party person telling me something I need to hear. It's not as if like one of John and I said it to you, then it would be kind of like, oh, you're kind of an asshole for saying that. You know what I mean? Because we have that connection.
And it's like a doctor's appointment. You know, I waited in the office. I waited for him to see me. I did all the tests. And then he said I was like, I've been fucking psyching my brain up. As opposed to this is like, hey, give me your advice. And then 5 seconds later being hit with the boom, you're fucking obese, baby.
Stairs are Mount Everest to you.
I'm like, okay. Holy shit. Like,
I really hate that last part.
It's too quick. It's too quick. The Mount Everest thing is fucking...
That's low blow for me.
I want to say, I think if I have to come to a decision, I'm going to say asshole, but I'm not like 100% sold either.
Don't get me wrong. It's not like a hard line. You're an asshole. Like your intentions weren't to be an asshole, but it came across as asshole-ish. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so I think there's that difference where you're not an evil person. You just kind of fucked up in the situation. It's okay. It happens. And just support them going forward. And as a 17-year-old who's probably insecure about her body, especially with parents that seem to be constantly on her about it, like that's...
Yeah.
That's a tough situation for someone that young to be dealing with body issues. And so going forward, just be there to support them. And if she is actually unhealthy, then she'll come to realize it on her own terms with love and support.
Yeah, you kind of like rapid fire the delivery.
Yeah.
Like bam, 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 bam. Like that I do not think is the correct way to do that.
No.
Yeah, I'm still going with the not the asshole.
So 2/3. Is that the first time we've kind of like
split? I think this is the first split.
I don't think so. I think we've had splits before.
We have?
But it feels like the first time in a while.
Yeah, first time in a while. At least first us hard, three. Hard line split.
That was hard.
Yeah,
that was pretty hard.
To be fair, it hasn't been us three for a while. So.
That's true.
Hey, I'm here every Wednesday, baby.
No. You're here for every Monday episode. Can't fault you for that.
That's true. Yeah.
All right. Next one. Am I the asshole for being brought in as a ringer?
What's a ringer?
Oh, a ringer. Okay. Y'all never watched that fucking... movie from the early aughts, The Ringer. I think it was Johnny Knoxville. A ringer is essentially like, did y'all ever see White Man Can't Jump? That's from the 90s. That's before Joshua Point, so maybe that's true. A ringer is somebody that's like good at something, but you don't know they're good at something. So then they enter something, like a competition, and it's like, oops. Yeah, like a hustle.
Okay.
All right, so let's get straight into it. Okay, this is all rather a silly bet, but hear me out. My aunt has been dating Tim for a while now. And personally, I don't like him very much. He's one of those guys that if you've climbed a mountain, he's climbed. Or,
one of those guys who's like, I did it better or I did it too.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
Uncle Rico,
I hate
huh?
those people.
Oh, shit, Uncle Rico. Dude, the greatest movie ever made, Napoleon Dynamite.
Facts.
If you've ever gone skydiving, he's done it, but naked. I don't see what she sees in him, but I'm not the one who has to put up with him, so whatever.
Is this what we'd classify as a pick-me boy? We have pick-me girls. Is this a pick-me boy?
Very.
To be honest, I'm not even sure what a pick-me person is yet.
It's someone who does stuff for attention, I think, is what
kind of
boils
it down to. Like, I can cook. I can clean. Like, I am, like, pick-me.
Dude, hell yeah. All right. Well, Tim is a big gun nut and likes to tout his prowess with firearms and what a, quote, excellent shot he is. I'm pretty into guns myself. My dad was prior service, and he taught me how to shoot, and I'm prior service as well. But I don't compete or anything like that. I'm also no slouch either. But Tim does not know any of that. Tim and his buddies like to get together on the weekends and have a guy versus girl shooting target practice. While most of the women know the bare minimum, the guys have been dominating this activity and love to talk shit to the women.
Oh, that's shitty.
Yeah. Well, this last weekend, my aunt invites me along with her idea to even the odds. They decided they wanted to do a move-and-shoot competition with the pistols, which of course none of the women wanted to do, but I said, sure, I'll give it a try. My aunt suggests that it should just be Tim and myself. That way it's a fair one-on-one.
Ooh.
He agrees and immediately starts talking shit. So I say, well, how about we make this interesting and bet some money on it? He says, of course. And then we shake on a $100 bet, i.e. the person who hits closest to the bullseye will get the $100. And shortly after that, all of the other men began to have a mob mentality and start placing bets with their significant other. He went first, and his grouping was terrible all over the place and not even in the kill zone. I go second, and all my shots are in the kill zone except for two out of my 12-round magazine. We walk up, check my target, and he immediately starts calling foul, saying how I got lucky and how it was...
Wow.
That's not how anything works. You know what I mean? Like, oh, the Raptors played last night. They got a lucky free throw or they got a lucky three-pointer. Still counts, idiot.
Yeah. At the end of the day, a win is a win, dude.
Yeah.
Well, eventually Tim gets so upset that my aunt just spills the beans saying, no, my niece is prior service and luck had nothing to do with it. She's just better. Tim gets even more upset, storms off, and refuses to pay up, which wasn't a big deal.
Yeah, it is.
And he was calling both me and my aunt assholes for tricking him.
Oh, my.
Now, half of the group are bullying him, calling him a sore loser, while the other half are mad at me for being a quote-unquote ringer. So Reddit, are we the asshole here or what?
Absolutely not.
Tim needed to get his ass handed to him.
Sounds like he needs to get it handed to him a few more times. He didn't get the message of maybe don't be misogynistic and full of yourself. And definitely he should pay the money too. That's really shitty.
Instead of a little man syndrome, this guy has a little gun syndrome, okay? Because he's just, my goodness.
She also wrote, edit, I know that adding the bet part was me being slightly assholish, but it was too good.
You know what? Even at that point, it's like, he's talking shit, and you just say, like, hey, let's put money on this. That's on him to be comfortable putting that money out there. And knowing that even if she gets lucky, if she doesn't have training, and he still loses, then, you know, you still have to pay. That's still a bet. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm actually surprised that he didn't, when she said, like, oh, I was prior service, he didn't say, like, oh, not only was I prior service, I was secret service. I thought he was going to try to one-up her, too, but hey.
What rank are you, Gunny?
You were an E4? Well, I was E13. It's not even a rank.
Jesus.
You sunk my battleship.
I sunk a real battleship.
It sounds like some shit he would say, though.
I'm not used to these little guns. Yeah, he sounds like such an asshole, and you're definitely not the asshole for this. Good on you for showing him up. Fuck that guy for being so cocky and just shitty.
And then fucking shitty. Butthurt when losing. How fucking embarrassing. Take the L, dude.
Yeah.
You win literally every weekend.
Yeah, and you talk shit.
Like, take the L for once in your fucking life, dude.
Even if she then started talking shit and never told him that she was in previous services, or service, like, I'd still be like, you're not the asshole. He started it. You know, it's just, you rib each other, you know? You're like, oh, you suck. Like, it's just classic competitive nature. No one needs to get butthurt over any of it.
If you can talk that shit, you better be able to take that hit, too. Like, I'm just saying.
Exactly.
All right, so I think we're all in agreement here. Not the asshole.
Not the asshole.
100%.
All right. Wikimaniacs, with that said, I think we're going to cut to a sponsor, and then we'll be back with the Wikipedia section.
Wikimaniacs, are you ready to be blown away? Men and women alike have asked for it, and our friends at Manscaped have listened. They just relaunched the Ultra Smooth Package. That's right, it's back. Your new favorite tool and complement to the Lawnmower 4.0 to get that smooth shave finish you're looking for. This special groin shaving kit is here to help you buff, protect, and shave your most sensitive areas. It's time to crop that bush of yours and get right to the roots with a discount code just for you from Manscaped. Get 20% off plus free shipping at manscaped.com with the code Reddit. So not only has Manscaped brought you the electric trimmer that you and your man both love to use, but now they're bringing back your new favorite razor. So you can be set and trimmed front to back. This is the durable yet sensitive razor that's perfect for him and her. Personally, I find it very difficult to shave close to the skin without getting ingrown hairs, cuts, you know, in the hard to reach places. But with the Lawnmower 4.0, I have no problems whatsoever. So step one, grab your handy Lawnmower 4.0 and shave to your liking to get the loose hairs out of the way, and then take out the perfect package for the summer, the Manscaped Ultra Smooth Package. Step two, get your hands on the Crop Exfoliator, infused with ingredients that soothe, clear, and keep the skin in and around your groin feeling refreshed. The Crop Exfoliator can help reduce the risk of ingrown hairs in your delicate places. After that, you'll want to move on to step three with the Crop Gel. See where you're shaving with our unique clear shaving gel just for the groin. With four essential oils, it's like a spa treatment every time you shave. Finally, it's time to shave. The Crop Shaver was designed for shaving the groin with confidence. Three precision blades include extra wide lubricating strips and a pivoting head for the ultimate groin grooming experience. The Crop Shaver is not your average razor. It's smaller, thicker, with a micro comb bar that allows for the best shave possible from any angle. The Crop Exfoliator and Crop Gel are both vegan, cruelty-free, and sulfate-free, so you know your goods down there are in good hands and without compromise. It's time to get up close and personal with the best tools for the job, the Ultra Smooth Package from Manscaped. Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code Reddit at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with the code Reddit at manscaped.com. Get smooth with the relaunched Ultra Smooth Package from your friends at Manscaped. Thanks to Manscaped for supporting the show.
And we're back with the fucking Wikimania. Wikimania, whoa.
Wikimania.
Whenever we have a convention, it's going to be called Wikimania. It's going to be nice.
We might get sued.
By like three different companies. And that's why you need to pay for the $25 Patreon so we can battle these corporations.
Exactly.
All right, guys. Before I jump into what happened on this day in history, can you guys give me a guess on what today's topic could be about?
Ooh. I'm going to go with a medical ringer.
Ooh, okay. I don't know. I'm going to go with maybe people who think they're more qualified than they actually are.
Interesting.
It's not final a specific answers? Word, but...
Yeah. I was trying to go with the words.
Yeah, there was a word in both of those
okay.
that I searched particularly that is related to my topic.
Well, I did not get it. So that's my guess. Probably far off.
I probably didn't get it either.
That's fine. All right. So on this day in Wiki history, on May 16th, 1975, Junko Tabe was the first woman to reach the summit of Mount Everest.
Totally off.
Okay.
All right. So this is the story of Junko Tabe and her journey to the summit of Mount Everest.
Did you say summit in... Yeah, you did, no, I guess.
I said Everest
in both.
You're right. I climbed Everest, he climbed Everest kind of thing. Yes. Yeah. That makes sense. Okay, cool.
Oh, I like that. I love that you did. Good job.
Thank you. All right, so Junko Tabe was a famous, not at the time, but she was a huge mountain climber and adventurer. And at the time, people didn't really like her or didn't want to let her climb with them because they said, as a woman, you should be at home raising kids and being worried about that. You shouldn't have time to adventure. You shouldn't have time to try and do these extracurriculars like climbing mountains. And she got so fed up with that she eventually made her own climbing club specifically for women only, called the Joshi Tohan Club, which was also became known as the Japanese Women's Everest Expedition.
I bet those same guys who were like telling her she should never climb, as soon as she made the club, he's like, oh, you're excluding us because we're men. Fuck you.
Wow. How dare you make your own club with women only? That's fucking sexist.
Yeah, that's sexist.
Definitely, we weren't sexist for saying you should stay at home and raise kids. We weren't sexist when we said, you can't adventure, you're a woman.
I could already hear the Tucker Carlson segment.
Oh my God. Well, they applied to Mount Everest in 1971, but they had to wait 4 years to receive a place in the formal climbing schedule. So it took 4 years. And in that time, they told them essentially, in order to climb, each group member will have to pay 1.5 million yen, which at that time was $5,000.
Oh, so it's like Canadian money. It's not real.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's like $2 American.
Tabe, in order to raise money for herself and her group, did various odd jobs in order to fundraise for the Joshi Tohan Club. So she taught piano lessons in order to save money and help out the group. She also made some of their equipment from scratch, including creating waterproof gloves out of the cover of her car and sewing trousers from old curtains she found. So after this long period and this 4 years of fundraising and training, the team finally made it to their expedition in May 1975. This group of all women attracted a lot of media attention with their plans, and the 15 women were initially accompanied by journalists and a television camera crew as they began their climb. Though, they used the same route to ascend the mountain that Sir Edmund Hillary and Tenzing Norgay had taken back in 1953, and they also had 6 Sherpa guides assist them for the full span of the expedition. On May 4th, the team was camping at 6,300 meters for our Americans, aka me and John. That's 20,700 feet.
Oh!
When an avalanche struck their camp.
Jesus.
Tabe and 4 of her fellow climbers were buried under the snow.
Yo.
Many of them lost consciousness and were just gone and lost until their Sherpa guides were able to dig them out. Everybody was bruised and injured, but there were no casualties, luckily. After the incident, Tabe could barely walk and was forced to spend 2 days at that altitude recovering. As soon as she was able to walk, though, she resumed the expedition and continued leading her team up the mountain. Although the team had originally planned to send 2 women to the summit, accompanied by a Sherpa, a bout of altitude sickness meant that the team's Sherpas could not carry the amount of oxygen bottles required to accommodate for 2 climbers. Only 1 woman could continue.
Ooh.
With much discussion, Hisano, which is another founder of the group, nominated Tabe to climb to the summit. Nearing the peak, Tabe was furious to discover that she would have to cross a thin and hazardous ridge of ice that had gone completely unmentioned in the accounts made by previous expeditions. She crawled along it sideways, later describing it as the most tense experience she has ever had. 12 days after the avalanche that struck and injured Tabe and her team, on May 16, 1975, along with her Sherpa guide, Tabe became the first woman to ever reach the summit of Mount Everest. Tabe was showered with attention as a result of her achievement, and in Kathmandu, a parade was held in her honor. On her return to Japan, she was received at the Tokyo airport by thousands of cheering supporters, and she received messages from the King of Nepal and the Japanese government, and a television miniseries was made about the Everest expedition, and Tabe made many personal appearances across Japan. However, with this fame, Tabe found herself to be very uncomfortable, and she later told the media that she preferred to be remembered as the 36th person to summit Mount Everest. "I did not intend to be the first woman on Everest," is a famous quote from her. And that is the story of Junko Tabe, the first woman, or the 36th person to ever reach the summit of Everest.
Damn.
Wow.
That's humble. Awesome. Super humble despite having such a freaking massive accomplishment they just did. Jesus Christ.
That's badass. I bet a lot of the guys who tormented her and told her she should stay at home
kitchen, yeah.
If they got hit by an avalanche, you better believe they're probably on the first trip back down.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. At 20,000 feet under snow.
That's crazy. So good for her for withstanding that and getting to the top. Sounds like a badass.
Very. Yeah.
And she just recently passed. Well, I mean, sort of recently in the last 10 years, she passed away in 2016. And up until her death, I was reading comments about how she was giving seminars. And they said her later end in life, her last focus in life was focusing on environmentalism and making sure that they preserve Everest and other environments. And,
yeah.
You know, don't overcrowd it with people trying to climb it and accomplish that. Like, we need to do more.
That's awesome. Because that is an issue. There's tons of garbage and dead bodies all over Everest, which is horrible.
I found that out. I don't know about hundreds, but there's plenty of dead bodies that they leave on the trail of Everest.
Let's say hundreds.
Yeah, I wanted to say hundreds, but I didn't know if that was dumb. You know I am with numbers.
Make it sound salacious, you know? I think it is a lot. It is a lot of dead bodies because, you know, you just die and some people aren't going to risk their life to rescue you or even know where you are. So
Yeah, they probably can't see you. Damn, they must be preserved as shit then.
Yeah.
It's so cool out there.
Trigger warning. When I was looking for a Reddit post about Everest, that's when I found out about the dead body thing. Then I found out another thing on the subreddit Ask Reddit, and I was like, oh, that's gross. Essentially, somebody said what John said. Oh, man, the bodies must be so preserved. And then they asked, I know this is morbid, but are the bodies preserved enough to where if you were stuck on Everest and you had to, that you could eat one of the dead bodies? And I was like, nope. I fucking got out there and I just went on Am I the Asshole?
I think that's a Family Guy episode where they do that.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. It would be a Family Guy fucking episode.
Yeah.
Undefeated.
No, that's an awesome story. Good pick, Sean. I like that one.
Thanks. It helps when there's interesting stuff that happened on this day. We'll see when we reach a super boring day where nothing happened, but
it's probably gonna be I feel until like then. Rare. And even then, you could just do a day within that week.
That's fair. Yeah, just shoot somewhere around there. But yeah, that's the episode for this week, Wikimaniacs. I hope you guys like the new format for the Monday episodes. It's fun to do more Reddit shit, so we're all about that as well.
Double assholes this week.
Yeah, double assholes, guys. So just let us know if you like the format. And if you really want to make sure we hear, go ahead and subscribe to our $25 tier on Patreon. Again, that's patreon.com/cultivatepodcastnetwork. It's even on the fucking board. Also, if you're on YouTube, we really beg you to go to any video that I'm not a part of and say how cool I am and that you love me.
For $25, Sean will do a TED Talk about how fucking wholesome he is.
I don't know. I don't know if I'm the- I appreciate the love. But thank you guys for listening. We'll see you guys not even next week. We're going to see you on Friday.
Friday, baby.
Thank you guys for listening. We're giving y'all the dosage twice a week. We love you guys. Goodbye.
Bye.
Your boy Sean.
Audible is the largest collection of audiobooks and podcasts.